Hear me, you who know what is right, and people who have taken my instructions to heart. Do not fear the reproach of mere mortals, or be terrified by their insults. For the moth will eat them up like a garment. The worm will devour them like wool. But my righteousness will last forever, my salvation through all generations. Friends, this truly is our Father's world. And as the Lord led the Israelites to Zion, where they could sing with gladness, may we remember how blessed we truly are to have all we have because of all God has done. Would you stand, if you're able, and join in two verses of Come We That Love the Lord. We will do today the first and last. The words will be on the screen. Our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne, we're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. Marching on to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Gracious Lord, surround us in our grace through your grace. Sustain us that we might remember the beautiful city you've built, the beautiful church you have us in, and the community to which you call us. May we remember the journey we're on is a beautiful journey with you at our side every step of the way. All this we know, and as we come to worship, be with us now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you?
When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time.
your mercy is so great, that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, making sinners into saints.
And we will always sing your here on earth and ever after. For you've shown us heavens, our true home, when it's all been said and done. Lord, you're our life when life is done.
It's all been said and done. There is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? Lord, I give my life to you.
God be the glory. Our scripture lesson today is taken from the prophet Isaiah, the chapter we heard from earlier for our invitation to worship. We'll be dealing with the first six verses in our message today. If you would be so kind, in body or in spirit, would you stand for the reading of God's word? Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut, and to the quarry from which you were hewn. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who gave you birth. When I called him, he was only one man, and I blessed him and made him many. The Lord will surely comfort Zion, and will look with compassion on all her ruins. He'll make her deserts like Eden, her wastelands like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her. Thanksgiving and the sound of singing will be there. Listen to me, my people. Hear me, my nation. Instructions will go out from me. My justice will become a light to the nations. My righteousness draws near speedily. My salvation is on the way, and my arm will bring justice to the nations. The islands will look to me and wait in hope for my arm. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look at the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants will die like flies. But my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail. Words from the Lord through the prophet Isaiah's message. And all God's people said, you may be seated. May God add blessing to the reading of his word. So, what is a journey? Is it a life, a story, dealing with something, traveling somewhere? It could be all of those things. A journey has no recipe, right? Except for one thing. It has a beginning and an end of some kind. But the road, friends, is the journey. The journey can be long or short. A journey can be problematic and have complications. Some journeys are seen as times in progress, works in progress. You've heard people say, I'm sure, this journey seems endless. But with God, friends, that journey is, or should anyway, be joyful. A journey can be a very difficult situation. Caring for a loved one who may have a long-term illness, or embracing the realities of a new tomorrow yourself. A journey means many things to many people. But again, especially in our faith, we must remember the journey always has blessing at the end. Indeed, with God leading us, our journey is blessed. God leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake through life and death, of course, to find eternal life. God leads us through storms, as we've discussed earlier this summer, of all kinds. He helps us navigate rough waters and deal with difficult or annoying people. God leads us through life's uncertainties and mysteries to discover greater glory, which brings ultimate fulfillment and joy in Jesus. And for me, the best part about the journey, friends, everyone experiences it, but it's different. Yet God is there nonetheless for everyone, everywhere, even if we don't realize it. Indeed, one way or another, our journey is blessed. And so this morning, I couldn't help thinking something about the journey. We can't have a journey without remembering from where we've come to get where we want to go. A group of eight brothers had a vision of peace, simplicity, and community in the 1700s to form a new way of doing church. And with the vision from God in their heart, they journeyed from Schwarzenau, Germany, to America to establish radical positions of nonviolence, peace living, and gospel living and being. And their message spread throughout many, capturing a will and desire for people to join together in that call for nonviolence and simple living to create a denomination, which of course is now called the Church of the Brethren. Over the years, the values of our denomination have changed. People are welcomed in all sorts of ways. And yet, it all had to come over 300 years ago with the vision from people to start somewhere. Indeed, as brethren, our journey is blessed. Over 280 years ago, a group of people saw fit to gather on top of a lonely hill to create a faith community, a free ministry, and share the gospel. And even if people gathered via horse and buggy or just on foot, they came together eager to worship. And so the Black Rock Church of the Brethren was formed, and later the Chestnut Grove Meeting House was established. And people shared the gospel in two places, sometimes gathering for two worship services, I understand, at one time when the church was so full it couldn't hold everyone. Man, you remember those days, any of you? And I think about those times now and how much they've changed and how God reminds me we're still here, no matter the numbers. His gospel remains the same. Indeed, at Black Rock, from where we've come and where we're going, our journey is blessed. And then as followers of Jesus, we came from a loving God who created us from birth. And we came from a line of ancestry of Abraham, which has transcended many generations. And as those generations intertwine and become even greater, so we too lengthen the journey of God, passing it on from generation to generation so everyone can feel God's strength. God gave us Jesus to share a love and a peace which passes all understanding, leading us through the toughest of times to find the greatest grace possible formed in the saving salvation of his gospel and life. leading us to an everlasting eternity, a life and home with him. Indeed, as a follower of Jesus, our journey is blessed. So, take the Israelites Isaiah addresses in our story today. God's giving them three basic instructions for the journey in my mind. Listen to him. Listen to me. Remember the past and trust the future. Listen to him. Remember the past. Trust the future. A journey, friends, involves some listening, right? We need some direction, somebody to give us a clue on the steps we're to take. Now, I've heard it said, even though I'm not a driver, I've come across the reality men don't ask for directions. It's a violation. But lately, though, when everyone works with the GPS, well, they must listen. It's the ultimate direction box. God provides small signposts even on the physical journey to get from point A to point B with the GPS. It's one of the first times I've heard even my male drivers willingly take direction and not argue with it. Or wait, everyone, men and women, everyone argues at some point with their GPS. And for me, a non-driver, I must listen to the cues my cane's giving me as to what surface I'm on. Is the path stony or smooth? Hard or soft? When I walked into Olive Garden the other day, and it was a very familiar path, all of a sudden, my cane broke. And I'll never forget the uncertainty I felt. Friends, as we listen, technology and canes can break. And we won't even get started on my phone issues. But God still speaks on the journey. And the Israelites are encouraged to continue in their exiled state in captivity to call on the name of the Lord, to listen to him in their deepest, darkest moments. Listen to me. It's a simple instruction God gives. The Lord speaks to his people from Israel. You who follow after righteousness, who seek the Lord. So he knows the Israelites believe, but they're still supposed to listen. It's as though God hits them over the head with a 2x4 saying, listen up. I mean, they've had trouble listening to him for years, even if they believe. Sound familiar? Don't we feel sometimes like we need to hit people over the head mentally for them to get it? And even trickier, some people probably feel that way about talking to us, right? Sometimes. Listening is such a big key, friends, as we walk together with God. It's up to us in that journey to not turn away, but to listen to God's leading and go where he calls. Indeed, as we listen to God, our journey is blessed.